Thank you, Mr. President. We took note of the report delivered by the delegation of Bahrain on its human rights situation since the second cycle of the UPR and would like to express our concern over a number of issues in the country as following. We regret that the political situation in Bahrain has stagnated since the second cycle in 2012, mainly due to the increasing pressures by the authorities against peaceful civil and political activities, and the dissolution of political parties and organizations, and imprisonment of religious and political leaders. Systematic harassment of Shia population by the authorities, including arbitrary arrests, detention, and travel ban imposed on certain religious leaders, and revoking their citizenship in violation of Article 15 of Universal Declaration of Human Rights is a matter of serious concern. In this regard, we note that there are about 1,000 persons who are stateless in Bahrain, mainly because their nationality has been revoked, which is against international law and human rights law. Reports on the recent measures adopted by the authorities restricting the movement of citizens, as well as imposing a ban on public demonstration in Manama and arresting thousands of people, including hundreds of women and children, is a matter of further concern. In this regard, we would like to make the following two recommendations. To implement fully recommendations made by the UN mandate holders, including the immediate release of all political prisoners and ending impunity, thus bringing perpetrators of the human rights to justice, and secondly, to engage in a genuine national dialogue in an open and inclusive manner with all stakeholders, with the aim of effectively addressing the legitimate aspirations and concerns of the population in a comprehensive and inclusive manner. I thank you, Mr. President.